Today is a very special day for me and many airmen who are serving in the United States Air Force as we celebrate our quote-unquote birthday today. In serving as a military chaplain, the one question I often get begged the most or asked the most is that, what do chaplains bring to the fight? Or, if I put it in a real way, why do we need faith in the military? No one really needs faith until there's an existential and identity crisis. In a day and age where we worry so much about making a name for ourselves and living our quote-unquote best life, we don't need faith. We only need the self-empowerment and all the nice things to help us to be whatever we want to be. But yet, all those things sound very nice in the beginning, but it afford us no roots, nothing to really hold on to when crisis, when the storms of life hits. And that's why our young people nowadays tend to be smarter on the information base, but they don't have the resilience or the grit to endure life because they have nothing to live for. What does faith provide us? We bring to the fight. We bring to this world something that is not of this world, something transcendental, something eternal, something everlasting. Knowing who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God, as disciples of Christ Jesus, through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we have been sent out to preach the good news that Christ has won the world and he loved us until the very end. And we're called to love one another until the very end, not in argument, not in anger, just like what St. Paul said in the first reading today. Not in anger, not in argument, not in self-righteousness, but in the joy that we have in the gospel, in the simplicity of heart, the purity of heart. Knowing who we are, that we do not need to prove ourselves, but love one another just as he has loved us. And love had to be and living in both words and action and life and deeds. And that's why Jesus praised the centurion today for his faith. Because the centurion said, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you under my roof. And the same words being said at Mass, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you under my roof, but you only say one word, Lord, and my soul shall be healed. Do you believe that? That is the power of faith. That is what faith provides us. Lord, if you only say one word, my soul shall be healed. Healed from the chaos of this world. Healed from the lies, the manipulations, and the things that this world wants to pull us apart. Healed deep from within, because we know who we are, who we belong to, and where we're going. And that's why we want to share that joy with other people, even if they do not believe in God, even if they hate God, even if they don't like us. We love them because he has first loved us. So we provide to this world the things that we believe because we know who we believe and who we love. This is what we bring to the fight. This is what we offer to the world. This is who we are as Christians.